Can someone fall in and out of faith? Great question. I'll say this. Yes, in general, I would say sure, they can fall in and out of faith, meaning embracing faith and then not embracing faith so much. But in week four, and I know you hear me say, you're all just pushing these away, but I'm telling you, that's why these four questions are so significant. But fall into faith if it's a faith that brings someone into a relationship with God. The Bible uses the term rebirth. You know, it's a crazy term. People say being born again are crazy people. Don't go there. There are crazy people that are. We don't like that term. But in this thing that happens in the heart of an individual, if that really happens and a person truly becomes a follower of Christ, a child of God, again, in our last week, we'll cover all that. If that truly happens, they can certainly step backwards, flounder and fall away, as we call it, but not away from true faith. They will still be a child of God. It's like this. I'm a child of my parents. I can be a good child or I can be a bad child. I can run to my parents and I can run away from my parents. But the truth of it is, I'm still their child, regardless of whether I'm falling forwards or falling backwards toward them or against them. But I'm still their child. I'll say this, according to the Bible, I truly am convinced you'll see this throughout. If once you become a true Christian, you're always a Christian. However, at the same time, the Bible teaches that many would appear to come to faith and really have not come to faith. And so if that be the case, that's not falling out of the faith. It's I never was in the faith I appeared to be in, and now it appears that I've fallen out. So there are ways that we can determine that. And again, I'm repeating, but in week four, we'll talk about how do you know if you're in the faith or not, and that will apply to that question head on.